Just like to hear the kids go back. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, the more kids, the merrier. The better we are.
I know what that freedom for.
Are you happy in the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. God's a good God, isn't He?
Good God.
Yeah. Y'all look good this morning. You look happy. Amen. Hallelujah. If you would, open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 5. I was praying and I was praying about the service as usual, like normal, and like y'all always do. And I heard this question come up in my spirit. The question was, because we all pray for, you know, different things in the service. You know, we pray for, you know, we want God's will to be revealed. We want His Word to go forth. We want people to be blessed and receive what they need. And I heard this question, and the question was, who do you think is responsible for the service? And I sat there and dwelled on that a minute. And I thought, what do you mean? Who's responsible? And, you know, and I kept meditating on that and thinking about that. You know, and then these scriptures started coming to my mind. You know, once we know what the will of God is, then we don't have to ask Him, you know, God, will you do this? Is this okay for me? Is this what you want for me? You know, because we just need to, by faith, because He said that's how we pull things from heaven. That's how we receive what God has for us, is by faith. And He said, remember what my word says. And immediately, Malachi chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 13 come to mind. You know, Old Testament, God said, I change not.
Right.
New Testament, Jesus Christ said, I'm the same, right? 13 and 8, yesterday, today, and forever. So if we can find where God's done something in His Word, then He's not going to change about it. And if He done it for one, the Bible says over and over, He's no what? Respecter of persons. What He does for one, He'll do for another. And so I got to thinking about that. And I heard the Spirit say to me, you know, what did Jesus say? Matthew 9:29, according to your faith. According to your faith. So who's going to determine what happens in this service today? It's not up to God. And it's not up to me alone. It's not up to you alone. It's up to us to come together, get the mind of the Spirit. Amen. And by faith, let God be God. And whatever you have a need of this morning, it's yours. Christ then paid the price. He went through all of the very formula that was laid out in the Old Testament, the type and the shadow, and He become the slain Lamb of God, amen, that death couldn't hold. And He resurrected to give us all the promises of God that are yes and amen. So whatever you need this morning. So we're going to look at some verses of Scripture, and then we're going to just let God do what He wants to do. Amen?
Amen.
But what do you want God to do? That's what you've got to be thinking about. Because that's God, His promises are just that, yes and amen. He's wanting to do some things in your life and my life. But we've got to let Him do it. And we've got to believe that He wants to do it. Amen?
Right.
All right. Luke chapter 5. And let's start reading in verse 15. And if you'll notice, it starts off with the word but. But we're going to be reading all through this, and you keep seeing the word and. It's a conjunction tying everything together. And if we, of course, we don't have time, but this is tied to, this whole gospel is building on something. It's building on God's willingness, His desire to do something in our lives. Amen? We got to believe that this morning. All right. Verse 15. Everybody there say amen.
Amen.
Luke 5:15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of Him, of Jesus, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by Him of their infirmities. And He withdrew Himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day He was teaching there, teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power, highlight your mind's eye, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they Salt means to bring him in and to lay him before him, before Jesus. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up upon the housetop and they let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, and he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees begin to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts, whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thy house. And immediately he rose up before them and he took up that whereon he lay and he departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed and they glorified God and they were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Father, right now we ask just by your Spirit that we just hear and understand. Lord, that we recognize and realize that all through your Word that you said you were willing. That you said according to your faith. Lord, you have so much for us, Lord, and there's needs in this service this morning. There's a plan that you have for each one of us, and I ask that by faith we can let you be God. And we can let you be the Lord of circumstance and situation. And we can let you minister to us and we can receive the fullness of everything that you have for us. And we can leave this place glorifying you. We can leave this place with the thing that once carried us. We can carry it as a witness and a testimony of this is what my God has done. And this is what my God can do for you. Oh Lord, let it be. Let it be. We ask these things, believing we receive, Father. In the name of Jesus, we all say,
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Praise you, Jesus. He said, But so much the more went there a fame about abroad of him, and great multitudes came together. They came. People came. They came with what? Expectancy.
Yes, sir.
Expectancy. And so, I don't know what your situation might be in different circumstances in your life this morning, but your expectation will change your condition.
Yes, sir.
Mark it down. Write it down by the Holy Ghost. Your expectation will change your condition. I don't know what the condition is. I don't know what the situation is. But if you'll believe God, He'll reward you because the Bible says that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him by faith. And so by your faith, you can pull from heaven and get everything that God so desires to give you, that He desires to give me this morning. Well, we got to have an expectation. These people, they came because they heard about the goodness of Jesus. Why are people starting to come into this church? Because they hear you talk about Jesus. They hear you tell that God touched me. That God saved me, that God ministered, that He met me in my need. That's why they're starting to come. That's why you're starting to hear rumblings out in this community. Because why? Jesus is being lifted up. The Bible said if Jesus be exalted, if He be lifted up, He said it out of His own mouth in John 12. He said, I'll draw all men unto me. And that's exactly what is happening in this verse of Scripture. That's what's happening in and out of this valley. Amen? There's an elevation, an understanding of who Jesus is. But these people here, they came together for two reasons. To hear and to be healed. Come on, to hear and to be, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. If you and I will hear the Word of God, if we'll find a situation where the Bible addresses where we're at, our lack, our need, our desire, if we can find something we can stand on, then we can by faith receive it from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not willing to hold anything back. It's His desire. He's willing to give us everything that this Bible promises us. But we've got to come to the place where, oh, I'm not just going to come because somebody else come. I'm not just going to come because I've seen it work in times past. I'm coming because I know that when I bind together with my brothers and sisters, the Bible says we're two agreed. As touching any one thing, it shall be done. Amen? In other words, I'm coming because I know by faith I'm going to receive what I need. That's why these multitudes, it was hard for them to travel in this time. They didn't have the convenience that you and I have, yet they traveled great distances because they knew that when they went to where Jesus was, they would hear a word that would address their situation. And they knew when they heard the word that addressed that situation, that healing would be brought into their life. Come on now, this morning, you and I, we've got situations that's beyond our control. I've got needs this morning that I wouldn't even dare speak out loud. But guess what? I talk to my Father through the Spirit like you do. I commune with Him. I don't give the devil ammunition by letting him hear me be in fear. Come on now. I don't let him take my words and twist it in my mind and speak them back to me. But I talk to God and I know that God hears me. You know that God hears you this morning. And we know that if God hears us, the Bible says that we have the petitions that we so desired. Amen. That's what the epistle of 1 John promises us. So right here we see this great group of people. And it says that Jesus got away in verse 16 by Himself and He prayed. Because why? Because He wanted to make sure that He had a word. He wanted to make sure that He was in the circumstance and the situation. Well, this morning, you've been in prayer all week. I've been in prayer all week. And we've come together in the name of the Lord. And guess what? You brought God. I brought God. He's in our midst. He is here today. And if we'll hear by the Spirit of God, we'll hear a word that'll build faith for our circumstance, our situation. And then we can come to this altar and we can receive what God has for us. Healing of circumstance, of situation, of relationship, whatever it might be. Whatever your need is, there's no need that is greater than our God. Come on now, the devil wants to take our need, our lack, and he wants to magnify it. He wants to put it on the Hubble telescope where it looks so big beyond our understanding. But you and I, we're going to look to the Word of God and we're going to elevate Jesus and we're going to make Him bigger than that circumstance, that lack, that situation, and we're going to let God be God. Amen? And when we do that, everything changes. Hold your place right here. Let's look at a verse. Psalm 62:5. Psalm 62. It goes right along with what we're talking about. Psalm 62:5. I wish we had time. We won't take time to read the preceding four verses. But look at verse 5. The psalmist David here says, "My soul waiteth thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." Come on. My expectation is from Him. Now, if you notice the introduction of this, it's written to the chief musician, Jedidiah, which means the one who led the choir. Yeah. In other words, David brought this to him. He said, "I want you to talk about how my hope, my expectation, I want you to sing about it. I want you to play it on the harp, on the psaltery. I want you to let everybody know when they come to the house of God that our confidence, our expectation, our provision, we know it is in and of God." He said, "That's what I want to sing about." And that's what you and I, we got to make up our mind today. David here is no doubt, if we trace this psalm back, he's in a place where he's been battling under the authority of God, who he's supposed to be. The devil's trying to say, "You're not supposed to be the king." But David knows that he is supposed to be the king. He's been anointed to be king. And he's having to fight for that position in that place. And so, as he's fighting for that, he's letting everybody know, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Saul may want to kill me. That my enemies want to take me down. Whatever your enemies might want to be. He said, "But I'm going to stand in where I'm at. I'm going to stand in what I know." This morning, things on the outside, in the flesh, through the reasoning of the mind, they may not be optimal. They may not look like the brightest of horizons. But on the inside, you and I, we know who holds today, tomorrow, and forever in the palm of His hand. And that's our God. Amen? Amen. And so our expectation, our hope is that God's going to work in our life. Come on, God, He saved us. He didn't save us to leave us here and let the devil destroy us. He didn't forget about us. He's mindful of us. He walks with us. He talks with us every day. And He's going to hold our hand all the way. Getting back to Luke 5, though. It says, "And it came to pass on a certain day." Now I want you to make this confession with me. Today's my day.
Today's my day.
When you say that, believe that. I know it doesn't matter if it's something that seems so unimportant to the Lord. I want you to know this morning, it is important to Him. The Bible says that the very hairs of our head is numbered. It says that He looks at the intent and the thought of our heart. You know what that means? If He's looking, I don't look at something that I'm not interested in. Do you? I look at things and I meditate on the things that I'm concerned about, that I'm interested in, that gets my heart. Well, that means that God's heart is for you.
Yes.
Come on. It's for you this morning.
Amen.
And so He's talking to us just like He's talking to them. And He wants us to come to the place where we recognize and realize that today. Now this word certain, 58 other times in the New Testament, it's translated one. Today is the first day, the one day.
Amen.
Come on, today that God wants to do something in your life, in my life. Today is the day of salvation. And I mean, you say, well, I'm already saved. You may be, I may be, but there's areas in my life, in my family, that I have a need of a Savior. I have a need of Jesus to do something. And today is the day I'm going to believe that He's going to do it. Because He promised it. I don't have to twist His arm. I don't have to cry it down. I don't have to beg it down. I can just by faith say, Heaven, I know what You have for me, because Jesus is the one who made the heavens. He made the earth. And it's His. And guess what? He's delivered the earth under the hands of mankind. That's you and I. So He has all the things for us, and we got to believe that. And it came to pass on a certain day as He was teaching. Come on, that's it. The Holy Ghost today is your teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, praise God, I'm so thankful we got Brother Dennis as our Sunday school teacher. But he's not our teacher. He has the role of Sunday school teacher, but God uses His words by the Spirit to teach you then. He takes what Dennis said and He brings it up to you. And it's not just in this service. Come on, it's at home. It's on the job. You'll hear something. It'll come up over the very buds of your mind. It's by the Spirit of God.
Right.
And that's the promise that you and I have. We have a teacher that teaches us everything that Jesus knows.
Yes.
Come on, see, if you just depend upon me or Brother Dennis or somebody else, you're going to be limited. You're going to have a little bitty block.
Yes.
But you're taught by the teacher.
Amen.
By the one of the Godhead. One of the Trinity. That's your teacher. That's my teacher. So there's no limitation in us. Come on, the devil wants to keep us in a box and say, you can't go any further than what you know. These people here, they come expecting, and they knew they were going to be elevated from where they were at because they were going to know what
yes.
God had for them to know. Amen? This morning, you're going to know what God has for you, because it's not about what I say, it's about what the Spirit of God talks to you in your spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
And it came to pass on a certain day as He was teaching that there were, certain Pharisees and doctors of law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. Now, we then seen the great multitudes, and then we see the teachers of the law, we see the Pharisees. Here's three types of people coming out of three different regions. Now, they come out of Galilee, and Galilee means heathen circle. They come out of Judea, which means they come from praise. They come out of Jerusalem, which fully translated means they come from founded on peace. So, we've got all groups of people here in this meeting that Jesus is teaching. And so, the way that the meeting is going to go, the way the church service is going to go, is not determined by one person, but it's determined by each person.
Amen.
Each person could have received the very same thing that you and I read, that the miracle that the one man needed, he needed his sins forgiven, and he needed his body healed. Okay? That was individual. Every person there individually could receive what they needed, but they had to hear the teaching, and by faith they had to act on what they heard.
Yes.
And if they will do that, if I will do that, then every promise that God has for us will be ours. Amen? It's according to our faith. Now, look what it says in the last part of that verse 17. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. You say, well, that was because Jesus was there. Well, what did Jesus say in John 14? He said that if any man love me and keep my commandments. Well, what was the commandment? That first of all, that you believe on Him. Okay, so you believed on Him or you wouldn't be here this morning. You wouldn't make the confession of being saved. Okay? So immediately cast anything down the devil would say about what you didn't do or didn't should have done or all these other things like Brother Nelson was teaching us this morning.
Yeah.
I believed. I kept His commandment.
Amen.
I'm saved. Amen. My name is written down. Your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, if you'll keep that commandment, He said, me, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will come and make our abode, meno in the Greek, an abiding place, will come and abide with you for a little while.
Forever.
Okay, so let's get this in our heart now. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So it's no different this morning, on this day in July 2014, than it was on this day 2,000 years ago.
Come on. That's
true. See, we're wanting something. We're wanting, oh, if only I could see Jesus. Jesus is here. He's inside of you, the believer.
That's right.
He's closer to you now than He was to this group of people then. Because all they could do is be touched on the outside by Him until, I'm not understanding the dispensation, until He died on the cross. Okay? I mean, they couldn't be saved like you're saved now. They couldn't be filled like you're filled now because that dispensation of grace hadn't come into full manifestation. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? Today, He's closer to you than He was when He was teaching this.
Praise God.
So His power is present to meet your need. Not only is it present to meet your need, it has the word power here is dunamis. Okay? And the word dunamis, it means miraculous power. It's power beyond our understanding in the natural. We think we've got something with this atomic bomb and all of this massive nuclear energy the way when we split this atom. That's nothing. Come on, our God made the atom that we're splitting. A-T-O-M, atom. Okay? So, His power is present. It's here. Because you can't separate God from His power. And so, if God abides in you, then the power is in you. Now, this is important because this is how you and I stand up in faith and we let God be God and circumstance, situation, need bows to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Now, why was that power present there? We'll get to that. Look at this. In verse 18. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude. Now, if we looked in Mark chapter 2, we would see that where Mark goes into a little more detail. He says they can't even get in at the door. There's so many people there, they can't even open the door. They're lined up, packed in here like sardines. And so they got to what? At this time, their roofs were flat, and they were fixed where they could sleep up there because it was cooler at night. And so they had no doubt had a staircase going around back, and they went around back and they went up to the top of this, and this is how they were going to get in. They were going to do whatever it took. This morning, you and I, we've got to have a made up mind. If I'm really expecting God to do something, I will do whatever it takes.
That's right.
Now, it's a little embarrassing. Come on out. They're going to something. This is probably Peter's house, his mother-in-law's house, probably, my opinion, not Scripture, my opinion. And so as they go there, it's a little uncomfortable because they're coming in a way that is not normal. You and I today, sometimes we, to get what God has for us, we've got to do things that's not normal. And who's to say what's normal and not normal when we judge it according to God's eyes rather than man?
That's right.
Come on.
That's important. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and they let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. I want you to just picture this. There's that man. He's laying on that, we could say, more likely it's probably some type of animal skin. And they, no doubt they tied four ropes to the corners of this and they just laid that, let that man down through the roof. They broke up a lot of things. And they come down to a place of humility. And that's what you and I got to do. We got to break through a lot of things. And we got to get humble before the Lord and before man. Because God said when we're humble, that's when He can deal with us.
Yeah.
That's humility opens up the great door for God to do what God wants to do. But see, if I'm not humble enough, I'll expect God to meet me where I'm at instead of letting God take me where He wants to take me.
Mm-hmm.
Every need I've ever had this morning that was not met by God, it was not God's fault. It was my fault. And I had to repent to God and say, God, I'm sorry that I was trying to make You do it my way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll do it Your way next time.
Yeah.
I'll yield to You. And as I yield to Him and let Him do what He wanted to do, it worked perfect.
That's
and
good.
It just didn't benefit me. It benefited the whole body.
Yes,
see, God, He always works where it's not just one-sided. He's thinking about everybody.
Amen.
And when we let Him do it His way, it edifies. And it strengthens and it encourages in a way that we might not understand in our own mind. Verse 20. And when He saw their faith. Oh, glory. What kind of testimony. Come on, that's what you and I are waiting to hear, right? We're waiting for God to say, Jesus to say to us, well done.
Amen.
And we can only do it if we have faith. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Enter into the joys of the Lord. That's what we're waiting for. But they got a little glimpse of it in the natural. Amen. We're going to hear it one day when we step on the other side, but they got to hear it here. He said, I see your faith. And see, that faith is what, think about it. Everywhere Jesus is, there is possibility.
Yes, sir.
But faith makes the possibility possible. Come on now. Don't miss that. Faith makes the possibility possible. And so we got to be in the place where we let God be God and we pull from Him. Just right now, we've got all kinds of electricity possibility coming into this church house. I mean, you know, we've got the breaker box. I don't know, probably a 200-amp breaker box back there. I don't know how many amps we're pulling, but we're not pulling near what we could. Okay, this morning we've got to learn how to hook in and let the full power of God flow into our hearts, souls, and lives. Now look what He says. He said, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Now can you imagine? Here this man is. He's been dropped down and everybody's looking at him. He's in a room and it's just smack dab full. And he's come. Obviously he's got faith because he believed, he trusted these other guys to let him down in this situation. So he knew, he had heard about Jesus, he knew Jesus could do what needed to be done in his life, and all of a sudden he hears these words, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Now I don't know about you, but in my mind immediately I'm going to say, wait a minute, Jesus. They let me down here on a rug. I'm not really worried about my sins, I'm worried about getting up and walking off this mat. Now, I'm not just being facetious. This morning I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, this is where so many times my people get cut off from what I have for them.
Yeah.
See, God knows what we need first. What we need most.
Yes,
and if we let God be God and by faith we trust Him and let Him do what He wants to do first in our lives and most in our lives, then it's going to take care of the other. Come on, maybe y'all don't have these conversations like I do, but I talk to God and I say, Lord, you know, help me with my wife in this situation. Help me with my children in this situation. Help me in this. He brings it right back. He said, I got to help you with you in this part first.
That's right.
And if I help you here, guess what? This problem with your wife, misunderstanding with your kids, not getting along with your neighbor, he said, you're going to see that just all of a sudden is taken care of. Because the problem is back here. It's not up here.
Come on.
Come on, this morning I want to leave here. And I want some things changed in our lives. But we've got to be honest with God. It doesn't matter about if we're honest with anybody else in the world. But we've got to be honest with God. And we've got to say, God, I want what You want. I want complete salvation, complete healing and deliverance in my heart, my soul, my life. I want Your will. Come on, that's what Jesus said to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, Thy kingdom. That means King has dominion in my life. Thy will be done.
Yes.
What He wants for me, not what I think I want. Amen? Now look what happens. And I'll try to hurry. And the scribes and the Pharisees begin to reason, saying, "Who is this?" Verse 22. But Jesus perceived their thoughts. Word of knowledge. Why reason in your hearts? This morning, I want to confess my sins before you. I have reasoned myself out of God's blessing so many times in the past.
Yeah.
I have. Because I knew the Spirit was going a certain way. But I sit here and I thought about it over in my mind. I can't see how God can do that. I can't see how the people respond. I can't see how I can do this. And I would reason myself. I'm missing it.
That's right.
Come on.
There was a battle going on 3 Sunday nights ago when Amica got saved. I'm sitting here going, I hear the Spirit of God saying what He wants to do. And I'm saying, do I believe God? I'm going to look really foolish if I get up here and say this and they laugh at me.
Yeah.
We can reason ourselves out of God's best. We all love one another. We're learning together. Yeah. Will the mistakes be made? Yes. We're human. But we learn from mistakes and we grow from mistakes.
Yeah.
As long as we understand the mistake, amen, we've got to learn to step out and do some things.
Yeah.
Now look what happens. I love this. Jesus said, whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power. Now we switched. This word power here is not dunamis. And this is what we're in the future. I told you we're going to be talking about power and authority. This word is exousia. And it's authority. It's jurisdiction. In other words, Jesus said, I've got the power because I'm God. But I've got the jurisdiction because I'm here on earth walking as God in the flesh. Guess what? Today, you're God's representative on the earth. You're walking and you're called the sons. Come on. John 1 and 12 said, as many as believed on Jesus. He gave them power to become the sons of God, the children of God. And you and I, we've got authority. Jesus said when He went away, He said, behold, I give unto you all power and what? And authority.
Yes, sir.
And authority. Come on, I'm talking about how we stand up and we say no to the devil and the things he's doing to us and doing to our family, and by faith we receive. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon the earth to forgive sins, He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, rise and take up thy couch and go into thy house. You and I, we're going to leave this service, we're going to go into our house and we're going to be different. He went into His house and the thing that had carried Him there, He carried it back to His house.
Yes, right.
Can you imagine the uproar in His house when He walked in His house? Carrying what carried Him out. Come on now. We're going to walk in our house and we're going to give. It's going to bring God glory. I'm talking about your family. I'm talking about your area of authority where God has placed you. You walk in and you be who God called you to be. You walk in a miracle. You walk in a vision of dunamis. You walk in a vision of exousia, of authority. And you say, I am God's representation. I have been touched by God. I've been saved by God. I've been healed by God. And by faith, I'm going to go in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Yes, amen.
I'll close with this thought. I didn't ask Don about this. Hope this don't make her mad. When Don and I were dating and stuff, her granny had fixed her up a hope chest. I guess every girl has a hope chest. I don't know. And so a lot, I'd be over there at her house and she'd open that hope chest. And she'd show me, you know, here's the arm. We still got the arm to this day. She still uses it. And she'd show me all this stuff in this hope chest. And say, this is for when I get married. But she knew what she had in there. And she pulled it out and she looked at it. That was her vision. That was her expectation. She was going to have that and use that all of her married life. You and I today, we're married to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're the bride of Christ. But what we've got to do, we've got to open up the box, this Word. And we've got to see what is ours. Because we'll never have what we can't see. We'll never possess a promise until we can see it. Not just in a book that's written with letters on a page, but we see it as a living entity.
Amen.
Come on, this Word is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the Word.
Yes.
Come on, John 1 said, He is the Word made flesh. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. This is the Word. Amen? But you got to open it up. I heard a lady testify. She wanted a husband so bad. And she had prayed to God for a husband. And she had been faithful in serving God. And she years had went by. And finally one day, the Lord told her, and this may sound silly to the flesh, but it's powerful to the Spirit, told her, said, I want you to go to this certain store and I want you to buy this recliner. He told her exactly what the recliner looked like, what color it was. She went to the store and she bought this recliner. Well, the next person that God introduced her to, which was her husband, that was the recliner that he had been looking at and been wanting. You see, there was a working. There was a promise. In other words, she got a vision of her husband sitting in that recliner. Come on now. And she saw what God was talking to her about in her spirit. Oh, come on now.
Come on.
You got to get in your spirit the fact that by His stripes you're healed. That my God shall supply all of my need according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. I've got to get it in there that I can have contentment because the mind that is stayed upon the Lord is kept in perfect peace.
Yes.
I've got to get a picture of it. And I've got to speak it out of my life. And I've got to see that I am an overcomer. Come on, that you're an overcomer. I've got to do this. And this morning, I've got to come by faith. Not just for anything. So many times people just come to be coming. You come this morning because you heard the Spirit. Jesus was teaching. They come to what? To hear and to be healed. Let God deal with what He wants to deal with this morning. And then He said He would give us the desires of our heart. Father God, I thank You for every person that's here this morning. I thank You, Lord, for the closeness that I feel of Your Spirit working in our hearts, souls, and lives. And I just ask, Father, I know that You have something for every person here, and every person here has a need. And I ask that by faith, that we pull from heaven the promises, that we pick up and carry what used to carry us, and we cause You to be glorified. We cause You to be elevated. We cause people to talk. People talked and people feared the name of the Lord because they knew something different had happened. Lord, we desire that in each one of our hearts, souls, and lives, and we believe that we're going to have that in Jesus' name. Would you come this morning? Would you come and make yourself an altar and say, God, I want to respond. I want to respond to what You spoke to me. I heard You teaching on it, and I know it's mine this morning. I know there's victory. I know there's deliverance. I know there's healing. I know there's provision. Whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. That's between you and the Lord. But today, if there's any need that you have in your life and you've heard the Word up in your spirit, you leave here holding it in your heart. Don't let anything take it away from you. In Jesus' name. Praise You.
Where there's a storm, where there's division, where there's an open portal for the enemy to work in here, to bring discouragement. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. You have done this, Lord. Our sister is healed right now. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, right now, we pray for our sister, this situation. Oh, this pain in her back on the left hand side, in the name of Jesus. She's going to walk out of here and she's going to carry herself with a testimony. Oh, Shana la Baka, she's in the Gaton, the Baka Tamo. My Shana la Brico, Steve, the Brico, Tondo. Sam, Sam, the Brico, Steve, the Yadra, today. Shana la Brico, Steve, the Brico, Sondo. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
Thank you for touching our sister. Thank you for giving her a testimony. Thank you that by your stripes, she is healed. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Praise you, Master. Praise you, Master. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
And I thank
the
Lord for touching your granddaughter.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Can everybody just grab hands? We can scoot around any way we need to. Everybody just pray in their own way. So come on, find in here with us, Father.
Lord, we pray for our Holy Ghost. I pray for lives.
I know that great things are yet to come, and great things are going to happen over the next few weeks and during this revival and after the service. I know that great things are going to happen. I know I'm not leaving the same, and I refuse to leave the same. I'm not going to. And I came expecting, and I received today, like Brother Greg was saying. And so let's just pray for the Lord again. Let's give him a hand clap for that. So with that, the announcement, our revival is this coming Friday and Saturday It's August 1st and the 2nd at 7 o'clock. It's the Valine family from, I can never remember where they're from.
They're from Compton, Arkansas, just east west of Jasper.
Okay.
They're real good musicians, good singers, and you'll enjoy them, I believe, if you promise.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about it.
And like Brother Greg said, come expecting. You know, come expectingly. Don't believe there are any other announcements at the moment other than don't forget the prayer board. Don't forget to be praying for the people on the prayer board. And if there's anyone that you would have us to, you want us to pray with you about, bring a picture, bring a name, and pin it up there. It helps. It really does. Are there any other announcements? Anything I'm forgetting? Okay. Stand and Brother Bill, would you dismiss us in prayer this morning?
Lord, thank you, God. Bless you. Thank you, God, for your spirit. We ask you, Lord, to be with us this day. Go and lead you, Lord. Bless and keep praying, Master, God, this morning. We carefully give you all the praise.